you have your Bibles, let us turn to Genesis, the 32nd chapter. I'm going to read verses 9 through 13, and I'm going to pick up at 23 through 26 out of chapter 22 of the book of Genesis. The Bible reads, "And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidest unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother. 23. And he took them and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Supporting scripture, St. John 14, 13 and 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And he said, Let me go. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you're blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm determined to get my blessing. I'm determined this morning to get my blessing. And I wonder, do we really understand what a blessing it is just for us to be able to come into this place of worship, to assemble ourselves just for the main purpose of worship and praise to the Lord our God, who is a mighty great God. God is merciful unto us, and he is mighty, and he is so compassionate and forgiving. And I just love God. I thank God for another day's journey. I thank God for allowing me an opportunity to stand on this day that the Lord God has made. And the Bible declares that we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm glad to be in the house this morning. I'm glad that the blood is yet running warm in my vein. I'm glad that the children got to go to the fair and got back home safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. I'm glad to see your face this morning. Glad to see people shouting the victory of Jesus this morning. Glad to see tears coming out of eyes this morning, because every now and then you ought to just let somebody know whose side you on. I thank God this morning that every tear is not a sad tear. Every tear is not a tear because somebody done something wrong. Sometimes you just cry because you feel like crying. Sometimes you just cry just to release yourself. Anybody ever just cry because God been so good? Didn't have to wake you up this morning, but he woke you up anyhow. Just take a little moment to think about where you could have been. God's a good God this morning. I serve a God that has promised us never to leave us, neither will he ever forsake us. And I come to tell you, you can depend on God. Now, I might let you down, but you can depend on God. See, that's why we got to stop putting everything in the man and the woman of God and put it in God. That man, that woman is made from the same dust that you were made from. They go through the same changes you go through. They have a headache just like you have a headache. Anybody in here saved and broke? Just because you got salvation, that don't mean you got a whole lot. Anybody heard, as long as I got Jesus? And you know, I didn't quite understand that back in the day. I said it, but I didn't understand it. But I got a better understanding now. If I got Jesus, hallelujah, God. One thing about Jesus is he don't get an attitude when I don't dance to his tune. He still love me anyhow. One thing about Jesus, we get along every day. Can you say that about the person you sitting beside? All right, husbands and wives, don't look at each other crazy this morning. We want to have a good time in the Lord, and we want to go home and be happy. God's just that good. The Bible declares that when we are weak, he makes us strong. And I don't know about you, but I can recall time that I know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, if it had not been God who had stepped in just when I needed him the most, I probably would have given up. But I thank God that he made a way out of no way. He taught me how to hold on and to hold out. Because I found out that there's some things that if God hadn't stepped in, I might not have even maintained my sanity. Anybody ever had some thing going on in your life that you just about lost your mind? That there's some situation that'll make you about lose your mind. It don't always have to be bills. It don't always have to be money. Some folk can make you lose your mind. Some folk don't want to be loved, don't want nobody to love them, don't want nobody to say nothing, but I come to tell you, you're not going to tell me not to love my brother and my sister. Jesus said, love ye one another as I have loved you. It is a known fact that when you do good, evil is going to be present. I don't care how holy and sanctified you are. I don't care what side of the track you live on. The devil over there, just like he's over here. Sometimes we like to use a pity party and say, oh, the devil is against us. And the poor folk are always going through. If you're that bad out, you ought to call on the name of Jesus. Didn't roll and say, I can call on God. Don't cost you nothing to call on God. Some of you act like you got to pay God to talk to him. Look at folk in here sometimes act like God hadn't done nothing for you. You couldn't have got up and walked in this house if it had not been for the Lord. You couldn't have put your clothes on your back if it had not been for the Lord. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God had done for me. See, I don't have to have Minister David to say thank you. I ought to have a mind to say thank you for myself. What we got to remember is that you can never let your guard down. Just as soon as you think everything is going just fine, you got that big smile on your face, you ride along and everything seems to be lovely. But I want to let you know that as soon as you let your guard down, that there's going to be a little crack. And if you let a little crack get there, the enemy is going to seep in into that crack. And when that enemy get on the inside, he's in there for one thing, and that's to destroy and to cause havoc. Anybody ever been having a good day? Out of nowhere, all hell break loose. Sometimes we immediately start calling on God, bro. Then sometimes we immediately start cussing and a fussing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Don't get so holy this morning that you forgot what you said yesterday. You know how you say, oh, yeah, that slip, where did it slip from? Didn't it come up out of you? You need more control if it slips like that. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. But then there's some other words that are part of our vocabulary that I don't want to say up in here. I guarantee you, before I can get a benediction, somebody be done called somebody. You won't even wait till you get home. You'll use your cell phone. I went to Fowler Chapel this morning. That man down there just cussing. If it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for Jesus, there are times when you might get cussed plumb out. But because of Jesus, he taught us how to hold our tongue. He taught us how to take some things. He taught us how everything that comes to mind can't come out your mouth. The Bible declared that that little thing in your mouth cannot be tamed. So if you're one of them that somebody told you you got too much mouth, tell them the Lord gave it to me. What you gonna do about it? If you want something from God, you got to learn how to be determined, persistent, and even stubborn. You can't take no for an answer. You got to know that we serve a yes God. And sometimes our yes God is a right now God. Now, there are occasions where we call on God and we ask God for some things and we have to wait till God comes. But then there's some things that when we ask God, God immediately responds and do exactly what we need him to do. Anybody ever experienced a right now blessing? Then there are those of us that have been waiting and tarrying and waiting on our blessing. And in God's own time, he came to our rescue. This morning, let us talk for a moment about blessings, asking, and determination. We read in the Bible where it says, we have not because we ask not. And then some ask, but they ask amiss. Amiss meaning that there is some doubt as to whether you believe that it will or can happen. Whether it's because of something that you've done, your faith belief, because there are some folk that talk belief, talk faith, but they don't have inner faith. You see, if it just comes from your lips, it's not going to do you much good. And myself, all of these ministers, all of the deacons, all of everybody in here can lay hands on you and pray for you. But if you don't have faith for yourself, it's not going to do any good. Now, after a while, the blessings may come through. But initially, if you don't have faith in God for yourself, it's just mere words. You got to ask God for something and believe that it's already done. When we ask God, we seek to know. We seek information. We seek favor or an invitation. So when we ask God, I ask God to come in and bless me. I ask God to come in and heal me. I ask God to come in and give me strength. Anybody ever ask God any of those things? I wonder, do we ever talk to God when, you know, there's a time that if we broke, we talk to him. If we sick, we talk to him. But can we just talk to him just to talk to him? You got to talk to God. God ought to know your voice. He already knows what you stand in need of, but God wants you to ask him for what you want. Now, if you are one of those that have asked God and he didn't come immediately, then that means you got to learn how to wait on God. Now, while you're waiting on God, you cannot give up in despair, because if you want your blessing, you got to be stubborn, you got to be persistent, you got to be determined that I'm going to get my blessing. All right. Determined means firmness or resolve. a firm intention to decide and to hold fast. So you got to have a mind that I don't care what the enemy say, I'm going to get what's mine. Haven't you heard that what God has for you is for you? But how many of you know that if you allow the enemy, he'll take everything that you got? The enemy don't care nothing about the fact that you love God. In fact, that's what makes you his enemy. Because you love God, he's going to try to rob you. But now when you talk about being determined, when you talk about being blessed, blessings are an act of declaring or wishing favor and goodness upon others. Blessings are not only the good effect of words, it is also the power to bring them to pass. Invocation of divine favor, approve heartily. Confer happiness upon. In the Bible, important persons bless those with less power and influence. The patriarchs pronounce benefits upon their children, often near their death. And once a blessing was given, it could not be taken back. The Bible says, if you are looking for a blessing this morning, if you have a mind to ask God, and you're not in a mind of asking him amiss, but you truly believe that God would do what he said that he would do. The gospel according to St. John tells us Jesus says these words, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. You see, we got to understand that when we ask for something, we got to ask for things in the name of Jesus. If it's not for us, then God may not allow us to have it. But God is such a loving God that he allows us to even have the desires of our hearts. So sometimes when we ask God for something that maybe we don't need, God allow us to get it and see what we're going to do with it. How many times do you get what you ask for? Then you got to go back and ask God, Lord, why me? You got to be careful what you ask for. Anybody ever heard that terminology? Be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. And when God gives you something, where much is given, much is required. But now let us think about a man. Man by the name of Jacob. Jacob. Old saints used to start their prayers out. They praying to the Father. Father of Abraham. Father of Isaac. And the father of Jacob. But now, let us look at Brother Jacob. First of all, we got to understand that there was a time in Jacob's life when Jacob was a liar. There was a time when Jacob stole. There was a time when Jacob himself schemed. You know how it is sometimes when you want something that's for somebody else. So now, this man called Jacob, the Bible says in Genesis 27 and 33, and Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and I blessed him. Yea, he shall be blessed. We see a different side of Jacob. When I look here, the Bible lets us know that whenever a blessing of inheritance was to be given, it was given to the elder child. The other child was Esau. But now, Jacob, for whatever reason, was mama's favorite. You know how it is when you got other siblings? You began to try to figure out who is mama's favorite. Sometimes brothers and sisters fall out. Because they say mama like you better than she like me. Mama do more for you than she'll do for me. Any siblings in here know what I'm talking about? They get to pointing the finger at mama and daddy and saying that they're showing partiality. They're showing respect to the person. They're treating you better than they're treating me. So now look at Rebecca. Rebecca loved both of her children, but something about Jacob she really, really cherished. We talk about Jacob scheming. He didn't do it by himself. Mama helped him. The Bible says, Rebecca took goodly raiment of her elderly son Esau, which were in her house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. She put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. She gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared in the hand of her son Jacob. He came in unto his father, and he said, My father, and he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? Why'd Jacob tell a lie? Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. People hadn't just started lying. They've been lying a long time. Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that my soul may bless me. Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Another lie. Mama gave it to you. Lord ain't gave you nothing. How many of you use God? Who in here use God? Said the Lord told me to come and tell you something. And it's your own opinion. It's your own mind. Telling a lie on God. It just didn't start. Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. Isaac must have felt something a little strange. One thing, he ought to know the voice of his children. I don't care what mama put on him, you ought to know your children. I don't know whether Isaac was blind, feeble, or what. I know he's old and about to die. And he's getting ready to pass on the blessings. When you're in line for a blessing, you want your blessing. But now here's a man that is in line for his brother's blessing. 24 says, and he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. That's three lies in less than four verses. Sound like some of us, doesn't it? Because one thing about telling a lie, once you tell one, you got to tell a lie to cover that lie. That's number two, you got to tell a lie to cover that lie. Some of you got some good minds. Because when you can keep up with all your lies, you good. Told you I ain't no hurry today. I thank God I calmed down and didn't get all carried away because I was about gone, y'all. Y'all about had me this morning. The Bible says, and he came near and kissed him. He smelled the smell of his raiment, blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. These are the blessings. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee. And blessed be he that blesseth thee. What a blessing. What a blessing. Woo, it was worth stealing. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful when you get out of line with God. It came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of the blessing. Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out of the presence of his Isaac, his father. Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and he brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. Whew. Could you imagine what Isaac felt at that time? Isaac felt deceived. Isaac felt, I've been lied to by my very own child. We got a whole lot of parents in here, and nothing hurts you more than to know that your child is looking you in your face and telling you a flat out lie. The Bible says, and Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that have taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thy camest. I blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed. What we got to understand is that Jacob was a man that went about things in the wrong manner. Jacob realized that my father is a good man. My father got something, and I want some of what my father has to give. I want my father to bless me instead of blessing my brother Esau. But what we found out that as he began to realize what he had done, Jacob realized that I done got myself in a lot of trouble. Don't you know, big brother don't like it when you go against him. Jacob realized I'm going to have to catch some ducks. Time for me to get out of Dodge. I can't stay around here any longer. Because I know if Esau get his hands on me, Esau going to tear me up. Anybody ever been beat down by your older brother? You know what that beat down is all about. You know that all of a sudden now I don't have the thing that I'm supposed to have. So as soon as I get my hands on Jacob, Jacob gonna be mine. But Jacob realized it's time for me to move on to higher ground. So we find that when Jacob moved on, Jacob realized that God had blessed him in a mighty special way. We already heard that once a blessing was given, the blessing couldn't be taken back. But I thank God for being the one that is able to bless us from on high. Jacob realized on one day when we get to the 32nd chapter, Jacob realized I done my brother wrong. And it's time for me to make amends. It's time for me to go back to my brother and let my brother know that I've done him wrong. Jacob realized I got to find something to make things a little bit light. You ever found a way to break the ice so that it make everything go just a little smoother? You know, when you're in trouble with somebody, you want to make sure that there's peace in the land. So Jacob realized out of all the things that God has given me, I'm going to give some of this stuff to my brother Esau. And if Esau be pleased with the gift that I give him, I know that everything will be all right. Where they tell me that messages came back to tell brother Jacob that Esau is coming on to meet you on the way. Jacob began to get fearful down on the inside. They had heard that he got 400 men coming with him. So Jacob began to think he's coming to get me now. So what I got to do, I got to separate my folk. I'm going to take some and put them on the left, and I'll take some and put them on the right. But when we get here to the 32nd chapter, the Bible said that he realized that as they went across the river, when they went across the river, he said, I wanted to take everything that I got. Take all of my children and all of my goods. Take them over on the other side and leave me here all by myself. There comes a time when you got to get with God by yourself. When you get ready to make amends for the wrong that you've done. You don't need nobody lurking around you. But you need time to talk to the Lord thy God. I see Jacob talking to God now. Say, I got to change my wicked way. I got to change some things because I know that I got to meet my brother. When I meet my brother, I don't know what's going to happen, but I want to make sure that my family is safe. I want to make sure that nothing happened to the family. So I'm going to send them on the other side of the river. Now, when Jacob was laying there in that midnight hour, he began to wrestle with a man. That man was an angel from God. And as they wrestled all night long, Jacob realized that I need to be blessed by God. I need God to change me down on the inside. For there was a time when I was a liar and a cheat. But I want to change my
to be what God want me to be. I want to be the man that my brother would be pleased with. I want to get with my brother and be at peace. So the Bible says that as Jacob wrestled with this man, that he wrestled all night long. And the man grabbed Jacob by the thigh. And he grabbed Jacob's thigh and they wrestled so hard that Jacob's thigh got out of joint. But Jacob began to hold on anyhow. I stopped by to tell somebody that when you want a blessing from God, you better hold on to God's unchanging hand. When you want a blessing from God, don't let nobody or nothing stop you from getting your blessing. I hear the man say, oh, Jacob, let me go, because it's almost daybreak. But Jacob got up in his mind, I'm determined I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I'm determined I got to have my blessing. You better bless me or I'm not going to let you go. You almost done broke my leg. You got my joint and my thigh out of joint. But I'm going to hop on anyhow. I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm determined to get my blessing. You got to be willing to fight for your blessing, for what God has for me. It is for me. And I'm going to ask God for what I want. I'm going to tell God what I need. If you stand in need of a blessing, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and the Lord will come to your rescue. If you have to wrestle with an angel all night, wrestle with that angel, but hold on and hold out. Don't let the angel go until he bless your soul. I stop by to tell somebody that you better get encouraged this morning, that if you need something from the Lord your God, you got to call on the name of Jesus. You got to have your mind made up. You got to be stubborn and determined. I'm going to get mine. Whatever it takes, I got to have mine. I got to be blessed on high. Well, I serve a mighty good God that sits high and he looks down low. I'm determined to get my blessing. Are you determined this morning? Do you have your mind made up? Is there anything you want from God? Do you want God to come into your life, come into your house, come into your family, and do some things that need to be done? Get it up in your mind that I will not let you go until you bless me. I'm determined to get my blessing. If it take going every day, I'm going to get my blessing. If I have to talk to him day and night, I'm going to get my blessing. If I have to alienate myself from everybody else, I'm going to get my blessing. If I got to keep some folk loose, I'm going to get my blessing. If I got to stand all by myself, I'm going to get my blessing. I got my mind made up. I believe that there's a blessing in store for me. The choir sings a song sometimes. God got a blessing with your name on it. Jacob stole a blessing that didn't have his name on it, but he was blessed anyhow. But there is a blessing right now with your name on it. Every one of you in here, there is a blessing with your name on it. Do you want your blessing? You got to be determined. You got to have your mind made up that I'm going to get my blessing. I'm going to get my blessing. Because whatever God has for me, it is for me. And I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care who laughs. I don't care who look down on me. I don't care who persecute me. I'm going to get my blessing. And when I get my blessing, I'm going to give God the glory. I'm going to give him the praise. Because when God blesses us, we owe him praise. We ought to be thankful to the Lord our God for the things that he has already done. There's some things we need God to do. Anybody need God to do anything this morning? How many of you believe that he'll do it? Do you really believe that God will do it? Do you believe that God has a blessing this morning with your name on it? Lord, I need my blessing.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It's good to be in the favor of a loving, merciful God. When we're in his favor, even on our bad days, we can still squeeze out a smile to let somebody know that my Redeemer lives. He's a good God this morning. He's in the blessing business. God wants to bless somebody in here this morning. Even though if we was real with ourselves, every one of us know that we are already blessed. But God has heard your humble cry. God knows what you've been going through. He knows the situation that you are faced with. And God is saying to you this morning that if you want a blessing from him, all you got to do is ask him for it. Whatsoever you ask in his name, he says, I will do it. If you can't trust nobody else, you ought to be able to trust Jesus. Whatever the Lord is doing in this season, I don't want him to do it without me. I want my blessing. Somebody in here this morning, you know that you're standing in need of a blessing. Is there somebody in here this morning that wants to receive a blessing from God? A special, specific. You know, sometimes you got to call it exactly like it is. Is there somebody in here this morning that been talking to God about some things and you know you need God to do it for you? And can't nobody do it but Jesus. If there's somebody in here that's trusting God and you know that you are determined to get your blessing, come stand with me this morning. Yes, Jesus. Whatever it is, God is able this morning. There's no sickness. There is nothing that you go through morally in your life. Oh, this old flesh of ours keeps us in trouble. But I thank God that he's been able to look beyond our flesh and to bless our very souls. Somebody standing beside you right now, they need your strength. They need you to help them pray that God's will be done. It's not easy sometimes. Even though you have a mind that I'm going to give God my all in all. Sometimes it's so hard. Because when those trials and those tribulations start to come. Those are the times that you got to hold tight. You got to be strong. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God blesses us too. Come back to the household of faith. These old jobs we have sometimes keep us out of church, but isn't it good to know that the church is in you? So you can stand on that job and you can talk to God. You can tell God, Lord, I can't go to church, but you are my God anyhow.